Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and salutations, my friends. It is a hump day Wednesday. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd, Chris on the other side of the glass, and we are good to go for the next 4 hours, 2 to 6, every weekday, here in your backyard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We call ourselves Sheeman and Shepherd. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. That's also our Stony Brook Golf Club text line if you'd like to chime in there. You can follow the station on Twitter at 99.3 ESPN. Follow me at Craig ESPN and follow Pete Shepherd at Pete Shep 326. Don't forget to download our app for free, so it's right there in your hand on your phone at all times. Our website is there as well, 99.3ESPN.com. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
I am fantastic. Stephen A., with all due respect, pipe down. Stop it. What is this overhyped panic stuff about NBA nonsense after game one? Who cares, even though I gave you the parlay of the year? Opening night parlay of the year. Can't happen any of the time because there is no other opening night.
And I stayed up and watched it all. I was up to 1:15.
Were you outraged?
I was not
outraged.
Game
one.
I enjoyed it.
I like the Clippers. Clippers are better than the Lakers. They have a better odds of winning the championship than the Lakers. It's game one between SportsCenter last night, him and Wilbon spewing that nonsense like we should care. And what I heard the last hour, who cares? It's game one. God, don't be so transparent trying to overhype your product. Jesus, it's unbelievable.
Half the teams must lose on their opening night. Half must win.
Opening night.
It's well put.
Thank you. I'm glad both games were somewhat competitive and entertaining. I'll give you that.
I got a lot of thoughts
on
those
games. Who gives a damn one on opening night? Like that's going to affect. They're already Davis and LeBron and. It's one game.
It is one game, but here's something that's not going to set well with Laker fan. The Clippers are just a better team. Well, and by the way,
know that.
And by the way, Paul George hasn't even played yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So it could be a long season for the Lakers compared to what they expect. I just saw more money went on the Lakers to win the championship in Vegas. That's the wrong team. You need to put your money on the Clippers.
But we on this show have already told you do not bank on that. The Clippers are better. Denver's better. Utah better.
Portland.
And I have
might
told
be
you,
better.
And I have told you, don't go Golden State. Don't fall in the trap.
No, I'm not going to say Golden State.
It's better, over.
But I would say that Golden State might be capable of winning as many games as the Lakers. Yes, around that fifth spot. This overhyped Laker team, stop it. Game one.
Tell you who was a star is Danny Green.
Yeah.
Holy cow. He's the best Laker. 28 points. Mm-hmm. Highest debut of a Laker ever. As amazing. Chris reminded me many times off the air yesterday, a Tar Heel that never cracked the starting lineup for Roy Williams.
Mm-hmm. Talk about a loaded team.
you get paid enough.
That's pretty good. Yeah, exactly. He wasn't making enough money. Chris, how was your birthday celebration at home yesterday?
What do you remember of it?
Excellent. Drank a bottle of wine. Went to grill up a...
Oh, you had a high-end bottle waiting for you. I remember that.
Yeah, that was some good stuff.
Did you share it?
Sam had a glass.
Did your wife get a sip?
She had a glass. But in my defense, she was already a half bottle in of her own deal when I got home.
You have your own deals?
Yeah.
Usually my wife and I, if we crack one, we'll share.
Well, I don't know how much you and your wife drink, but I'm thinking me and my wife probably throw it back a little bit harder than what you do at your house.
My wine consumption is right there with the beer consumption.
What glass?
One full glass, maybe of one and a half, and I'm good.
Well, I did a glass.
Every hour.
And
the bottle.
You put a straw in the bottle?
It was a bottle, basically. No, I drank it out of a nice chalice. Yeah, so I did that. Turned the grill on at about 8:30 to grill up some really nice steaks. Ooh, really great. Beautiful
That's
steaks.
That's right. She picked you up some steaks. Normally, you just get steaks for yourself, but you're going
to
get one for her?
After about 10 minutes, I go out to check how hot the grill. I like it nice and hot. I like to hear that sear.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was at like 250 degrees.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, I ran out of propane.
No!
So I wrapped the steaks up, put them in the fridge. I'll go get a new propane tank after work today.
Yeah.
Grill those up tonight. So I ended up grabbing some leftover spaghetti.
Wait a minute. It's your birthday celebration. The steak dinner's no good. You're grabbing SpaghettiOs from your...
Well, remember, I'm a bottle of wine in at this point.
So you can't go drive and get another...
I don't care what I'm eating. I just need nourishment. I need something to fuel this fire. So I go to the couch with the leftover container of spaghetti and a loaf of bread, and I'm literally putting a piece of bread inside of my hand and grabbing...
Like a catcher's mitt.
Grabbing spaghetti out.
You made a spaghetti sandwich.
And I'm just housing this thing. I must have had like four slices.
Did you heat it up or did you eat it cold?
No, it was cold.
Oh, my God. This is an awful birthday dinner. What happened here?
It was delicious.
Did you have red sauce, a gravy, or white sauce?
Yeah, it was red sauce. Yeah. It was red sauce, and it had about a half. No, it was from a restaurant from Sunday.
Oh, okay.
What did your poor wife eat? Because she was waiting for this 8 o'clock
She had made me a meatloaf sandwich to bring in for lunch today.
Yeah.
Ended up having that.
Oh. What did you have for lunch today?
Black bean burger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It's very good, Craig. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Not even for the health aspect.
Is it called a veggie burger?
No, this is actually called a black bean burger. Yeah. So it's black bean just...
You kind of nuke that up and get it warm.
Yep.
Diners, Drivers, and Dives episode about that 2 weeks ago. It was in California, too. It looked outstanding the way the guy made it. Hmm. Outstanding.
What do you put on a black bean burger? Same thing? Cheese?
So today I had a slice of... pepper jack cheese, and we got these little avocado spread.
Yeah,
that you put on it, and
no ketchup, just the avocado. No. Spread
well, the avocado spread works as the condiment, if you will.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the best lunch I've ever had, but not the worst.
Chris, my name's Hank Hill. I sell propane and propane accessories. Come on down to my store in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah.
Well, I normally have one. I have two propane tanks.
I have two also,
just in case.
Yep.
But the problem was, last time it ran out, I went and I put the empty propane in the garage.
You haven't replaced.
And I haven't replaced it yet. So I'm going to go up tonight. It's $40 to replace the two of them. And
see, I got a dual system going. I got one for the grill and one for the fire pit that I have. And if I run out on a grill, then I just swap it out with the one on the fire pit.
Oh, I guess I could have gone to the fire pit.
So you have another tank ready to go? Yeah.
Could have gone to the fire pit with a cast iron skillet and done it that way.
No,
you know
no,
what?
No,
I don't have a cast iron skillet.
What?
I know. I need one.
It's the best in the
world. You know what?
What?
I'm going to go buy one.
Today?
You got to get one.
Maybe tomorrow.
On your way home, get a cast iron skillet and a tank of propane.
I was actually looking at those after dinner on Sunday at the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And went over to the cast iron.
The Cracker Barrel will make you want to have all the
cast iron. Yes.
Oh, man. I can't believe it.
And a nice roaring fire and all the comfort food.
I'm amazed. It's such a difference with some sorts of cooking. Yeah. It's not even close.
All right. We got a lot to get to. It's already 8 past the hour. Let's get this party started. It's time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris. Da-da-da.
I was getting to it, Craig. Don't worry. We got game two of the World Series tonight. The Nats hold a 1-0 series lead because they won last night. We're going to get to that eventually. Another great pitching matchup tonight. Verlander going for the Stros, Strasburg for the Nats. The Cubs are hiring David Ross to be their new manager, according to multiple sources. Official announcement expected to come tomorrow. And 22 NBA teams tip off their season tonight. The Miami Heat host the Memphis Grizzlies, Orlando hosts Cleveland in a doubleheader on ESPN, Sixers host the Celtics, followed by Portland hosting Denver.
The little Quinn has texted in. He says, listening to Chris's dietary stuff makes me wonder if he's Tom Brady's illegitimate son.
I was eating spaghetti sandwiches last night.
No, he's talking about the black bean burger with the avocado.
That's just different. That's good. That wouldn't happen all the time, but for a change,
yeah,
we'd like it. 239 says another thing that works well with burger meat. Damn hippies.
I like that. I'm so over people telling me I need to do the ultimate veggie burger and all. No, I like meat.
I don't mind a veggie burger.
You tried it
every once in a while. No, I mean, I've had them. I don't mind them every once in a while. They're good.
Yeah.
they make them right. I mean, they're good. There's nothing wrong with a veggie burger, but not giving up protein. I'm giving up meat.
Married 1 year says, that's hilarious. My wife's favorite drunk food is also SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs are good.
God, never had them.
SpaghettiOs and meatballs? That's an outrage. Everybody needs to have a can.
Never in my life had SpaghettiOs out of a can.
Oh,
I never have.
Chef Boyardee is
disgusting.
Fantastic.
Disgusting. Awesome. Why don't you just dump sugar down your throat with some ketchup?
Fine, I'm a kid. That's what a kid eats.
No, called Pixie Stick, and I do that.
No. When I was a kid, I used to like eat all the noodles, the O's first, and then have just the saucy meatballs left
over. Probably had a cold, too.
There we go.
Didn't even heat it up. Just open the can.
No, that's ridiculous. Like a Schlitz. This is before the microwave was ever invented. You had to do this on the open stove, old-fashioned.
It's so
disgusting.
Man,
one of my favorite foods growing up as a kid were the Chef Boyardee raviolis.
Disgusting.
I loved them as a kid, but I tried them as an adult. They are nasty.
I haven't had them
as an adult.
See what is in a can of that crap?
I don't care.
We don't read ingredients.
God, I'm sorry. You guys aren't that's sacrilege. I've never, ever had SpaghettiOs in my life. Never.
That's like a go-to for a parent with kids and a quick meal.
Not in an Italian family, it isn't. Not in my house. Not in the Northeast, it isn't.
Man.
But I will say this. I know a lot of people that have had it. I know friends of mine in school that would take it, open and eat it cold out of the can.
Now, that's ridiculous.
I agree.
I couldn't do that.
It's full of chemicals. Cornbread and cast lots of. And
my grandma makes some good cornbread.
And the cast iron skillet. Absolutely right.
Got to have that with some chili on the side. That's awesome.
French toast or pancakes in a cast iron skillet.
Delicious. And, of course, you get this guy. Troll number two. Didn't the World Series start last night? Didn't the NBA start last night?
Yep.
Isn't there NFL football tonight? Well, no.
No.
It's tomorrow night, dumbass. Possibly college football? Jesus, who cares if you get an iron skillet? It's a cast iron skillet.
Get it right,
pal.
Troll.
Get it right. And by the way, we've already mentioned NBA, which we're going to dive into more. And, yeah, we'll get to the World Series, which Chris mentioned in his update. So just
here's
keep
the difference.
Your
I didn't
on.
Watch any of it last night.
I did. I was locked in.
I did, too.
It was Chris's birthday. I'm going to allow for it. What were you watching?
Nothing. I went out on the back porch.
No, when you were sitting on a couch housing your spaghetti and bread, you had to be watching
right
something.
There? I think I put a movie on.
Really?
Yeah.
You going to watch tonight?
You never watch what movie?
We got a full slate of NBA and Game 2
of
the World Series tonight.
Well, I don't know. I've been wanting to go see The Joker.
Oh, yeah.
I might go see that, but I'm also excited to watch The Heat. Jimmy Buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got a legit scoring option on that team.
No doubt.
Watch that. I watch my Celtics Sixers tonight. That'll be another reason for Philadelphia fans to jump off the bridge when they lose to Boston again. For like, what, 8 out of 9 times? I mean, they just have their number. I don't care who's on the floor, on the whole.
Seminole Nation says troll number two, you don't get the show.
You don't get the show.
Dolphins fan Brian, I eat beefaroni cola out of the can 3 times a week for breakfast at work.
God.
That's what they fed the horse on Seinfeld, beefaroni.
I know, and look what happened with that
episode.
It
did not end well.
Just horrible.
Country Sucks.
Rusty!
Rusty. Country Sucks says, I keep. Oh, I lost it already.
I hear Han Solo every time they say Juan Soto.
There we go. His birthday is Friday. He's still 20, turning 21. Hit a home run yesterday.
So when they pop champagne.
Can't do it.
What, does he have to leave the locker room?
You know, when Miguel Cabrera was going through his alcohol period.
Right.
They did something different for him, too. Either they didn't pop champagne.
They did it with Hamilton as well when he was on the Rangers.
Yeah, they couldn't have any alcohol around him.
Any needles.
And lines of blow. All that was, you couldn't do any
talcum powder, anything that resembled. Well, what's funny. Funny. Maybe that's not the best choice of words. Ironic. His manager, Ron Washington.
Yeah.
He got busted for coke twice as the manager, right?
He did some blow this day.
Yeah. And he's the bench coach.
Of the Nationals?
No, or he was the first base coach in the movie Moneyball for the Oakland A's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I had a question watching that game last night.
Which one?
Well, let's start with the baseball. The 5-4 win, yep. Nationals.
Garrett Cole's winning streak. Bye-bye.
George Springer, who I like a lot. He hits a towering fly ball. Now, he already hit a home run earlier in the game, right? And I believe he's his fifth straight World Series game he's been in. He's hit a home run, which ties the record.
Yeah, Springer did, yeah.
He hits this towering shot, I think it was in the eighth inning,
mm-hmm.
And he starts doing the slow walk and admiring it thing. Doesn't get out of the ballpark. Ends up with a double. They lose the game by one run. And I'm just saying, why is nobody giving him a hard time like we did with that Braves guy, Acuña Jr.?
They should.
I mean, he was definitely watching it. He claims he wouldn't have made it to third. I don't know.
Well, I think he would have. Adam Eaton missed it. Went over his glove. If he's running full speed, I think he does make it to third.
Yeah, in a one-run game. I mean, listen.
He
makes a lot of great plays, so maybe he's got some goodwill in the bank. I mean, he's good. He's great in the postseason.
You got to hustle. Let's teach that to you.
I know.
Little League 101. Run it out. Run it out. You just don't know. Run it out.
I guarantee you've never seen Jose Altuve walking around. He hustles every second. His teammate. Maybe you should take a lesson.
I mean, I know like a routine grounder to second. I know 99% of the guys are not going to hustle it down the field every time.
I would.
I would too, but I get that. When it's a routine grounder to second, not short of third, but second, and I get it sometimes. But any time the ball is hit in the air, I don't care where it is, run your butt off. And it may be only 1% to 2% of the time, but that 2% of the time, you should be on second base no matter what.
Could cost you a championship.
At minimum.
Well, remember, Gary Sanchez last year got ended a game because he didn't hustle.
Yeah.
I think it was against the Rays, actually.
He got into a game or he didn't?
No, he ended the game.
Oh.
Because he didn't hustle out a ball and run.
Yeah.
Then he hustled down the line like the next game or two games later.
He pulled a hammy.
And he pulled a groin. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if that means anything for this, but there's some bad that can come with hustling as well.
Hustling
because
is
bad.
Baseball
players are don't stretch. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's the one sport you got to do nothing, and all of a sudden you got to go full speed. So you better be loose.
Explosiveness.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. Explosion out of the box.
Mm. Yeah.
Justin Verlander, by the way, and Craig knows this, unfortunately, but 0-4 with a 5.67 ERA and 5 World Series starts. He got that far, you know, Detroit 0-6 and 12.
Take the Nationals for a 2-0 series lead tonight.
Strasburg 3-0 with a 1.64 ERA in the playoffs. 18-6 is at a career high for wins during the
regular season. Yeah, but the difference is he's never pitched in a World Series game.
Who?
Yeah. Strasburg.
Yeah. Oh. You're starting to get the feeling that the Nationals, and even though we picked Houston beginning of this season, that maybe this national team is that team. I mean, you go back.
Are you going to use the word destiny?
Well, you go back five.
Are you frown on the word destiny?
4 or 5 outs away from being eliminated totally in the wild card game against Milwaukee. The Dodgers, they had their moments there. And now this, I mean, man, I don't know. They might be. They went tonight. Tough. Not that you can't come back from 2-0. Teams have done it. But
I think the Astros down 2-0 to the Yankees? And then they switched venue? I mean,
no.
I'm trying to remember.
No.
I misremembered.
No, it was 1-1.
No, they split, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then that makes tonight
pretty
important.
Then it was 2-1. Then it was 3-1. Then it was 3-2.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll have the game here tonight on 99.3 ESPN. So, World Series fever. Catch it. All right. So, yeah, I watched a bulk of that game, at least the first half of it. And then I started when the basketball started. I was all over that with the Raptors and the Pelicans. Lonzo Ball did not play in the fourth quarter. So, what good is he?
Gee, I wonder why.
He stinks. He tried the one-legged fadeaway three-pointer and drew air.
And what
he tried the James Harden shot.
Are you trying to prove?
I don't know.
That's his move, and James Harden stole it?
I guess.
That's the only thing.
I mean, what are you trying to prove?
By the way, LeVar Ball restructuring Big Baller Brand.
Yeah, I saw that.
And yeah, I've seen some of this. Now, what does that mean exactly?
New website?
New website? What about the millions that they lost from that one guy that bilked them out of money?
Oh, their business partner?
Yeah, is he out of the picture?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. I think Ball, he embezzled, what, like $2 million from them?
Yeah.
Ball last night, by the way, 8 points, 5 boards, shot 2 of 7.
His shooting's about the same.
And both of his made buckets were threes.
How about Fred Van Fleet and Pascal Siakam, right where they led? Who? We don't need...
Awesome.
Kawhi Leonard?
No.
we're good. So yeah. They win that. Yeah, so...
Which Stephen A. was saying in the hour before us that Kawhi would have stayed in Toronto had Masai Ujiri, the GM, traded Siakam for Paul George. That he really...
really?
Kawhi Leonard wanted to play with Paul George.
Really?
And Masai Ujiri did not want to trade away Pascal Siakam to the point where he let Kawhi Leonard go.
Yeah,
I was going to call him Darius Leonard. Kawhi Leonard walk.
That's interesting.
For Pascal Siakam.
I mean, here you got Kawhi, but Pascal looks like he can be like a guy. Oh. Like I wouldn't want Paul George in his big fat contract. In fact, hopefully Paul George, remember, he's stuck in Oklahoma City, right? He got dealt.
Yeah, but that's...
Who?
Paul George.
Oh, yeah. He's
no, I mean, not Paul George. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris Paul. Paul. Yeah. Chris Paul.
I got to get back in the flow of basketball. I'm sorry. So Kawhi wanted Paul George.
Wanted Paul George to be traded from OKC to Toronto in exchange for Pascal Siakam.
Oh, all right. Now that I'm seeing and hearing clearly, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Masai Ujiri said, no, I will take Pascal Siakam for the next 10-plus years over George and Leonard for a four-year stretch.
What would you two have done? You make the trade, right?
Oh, I would have, yeah.
I would have, but...
By the way, he just got over his little legal situation for throwing down with the security guard trying to get on the field, on the court to celebrate the championship.
Oh, did he?
The jury?
California prosecutors said that yesterday they won't charge him.
Good, they should.
The DA's office said it met with Jerry and his attorneys Monday and decided the matter was better handled outside of the courtroom. Meanwhile, Van Vliet, see what happened to him? This guy is a magnet for cameraman injuries. He fell over that guy again in the third quarter. Happened to him like five times last year.
Was he the one that got the tooth knocked out from the upper blow near the eye? It hit him so hard that a tooth came out?
Well, again, he rolled his ankle late in the third quarter after hitting a cameraman again. He's getting tired of it.
I thought I observed that the cameramen behind the baseline were further back last night than they – I wondered if they had moved it back. I think so. All right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk more about the Lakers and Clippers last night and all the – tomfoolery, stupid comments that people make. Like LeBron said, this isn't a rivalry, but okay, fine. We could
Stephen A. Had his panties in a bunch about that, too. Right. Not a rivalry.
Yeah.
Nah,
damn music.
It's not a rivalry. Clippers are better. It really isn't a rivalry.
I'm telling you.
Maybe in 10 years it might be.
It's game one.
I know, but a lot of our audience probably didn't bother. And or stay up late.
Do you think Lakers?
It was an entertaining game.
Yeah, it was. And it was a game of runs. I mean, what? It was 13 points.
Yeah, 13-0 and then 10-0.
Oh, then 10 and blah, blah, blah. And then
Clippers better hope they don't face the Lakers in the playoffs, though.
Oh, I bet they're begging for it.
It'll be 7 home games for the Lakers.
I don't know. There was a lot of booze last night.
No, Chris is right.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that was a Laker home game, even though it was a Clipper home game. That usually doesn't happen. Like, there's enough Clipper fans that they usually fill that place, and it's Clipper fans.
Not
when it's
for that
Clipper
game.
Night. I'm saying in the past, like when I lived there, and when the Clippers stunk. A friend of mine is the engineer for the Clippers radio network, so he was there last night. He thought pregame it was about 50-50, but after watching the game,
I
don't think it was 50-50. It sounded like the whole lower bowl.
But we're talking about Lakers. What you think Golden State's a rivalry? It's not a rivalry with Golden State and the Lakers. It's not a rivalry.
No, there's one rivalry in basketball.
Okay, you got Lakers-Celtics.
Well, yeah, but that's even that. It is. I think Philadelphia-Boston is more, to me. I mean, it's a rival with Lakers, but there's more of it. I almost think Philly-Boston is a better rival. And for the Lakers, their big rival in the West, what, Portland? I mean, what's their big rival?
Phoenix. Let me tell you how it goes down.
No.
It's not Phoenix. Here's how it goes down in L.A. That game, no matter what the year, no matter who's on the team, it's a rivalry for it's for the Clippers. It's their biggest rivalry because the inferiority complex. For the fans on both sides, it's a big rivalry. But I think the Lakers are looking at it like, I disagree. I think this is a nice little rivalry, and I think LeBron was just trying to throw some shade last night.
I hope it develops, because they're going to play each other what? How many times are they going to play each other? Four?
They'll play four in the regular, and then they'll be postseason, perhaps. Assuming they both make it. So anyway, we're just...
But you don't consider Lakers-Clippers like, wow. Man,
In LA, it's a big deal. So can I say it's a regional rivalry?
Recently.
It's not nationwide.
But for years it was.
Is Orlando Miami a rivalry?
No.
But having lived in LA, the Clipper Laker game's a big deal.
Oh,
all four times a year. In LA, it is.
Must see TV when the Hawks and Hornets get together.
No, that just makes no sense.
Brooklyn and New York. But
the Clippers
battle
are so
for
bad
the Apple.
For so many years. And yes, they've been better the last decade plus. Yeah, no doubt. But. For years and years, there was no. It was a joke.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was the most pathetic run organization. They were the Knicks before. The Knicks are the Knicks now.
Right.
Clippers were that
team. Knicks are the Knicks now.
You know, Elgin Baylor and company couldn't do a damn thing right. All those draft picks, nothing.
What's NBS, Chris? JT wants to talk about. What is it? I don't know what that means.
I meant NBA.
Oh, okay. We got glass of wine's hitting you from yesterday. JT in the Cape wants to talk NBA. Welcome. How are you, JT?
What's going on, fellas?
You are, man.
I don't
What's
know
on
because
your mind?
Richard messed with my computer, so I didn't even see your name pop up. Hang on.
I got him.
Damn
got,
it, Richard.
I got you covered, JT.
No, but well, look. Okay, so I was watching. You know, I had to call and talk about the Lakers game. The best thing about the game was the Kawhi Leonard commercial. In my perspective, that commercial was the best commercial. To say that he claimed
the Terminator, right?
That was a good commercial.
Yeah, it was.
No, the
well, it was good.
One. Yeah. The one that he has, the one with the New Balance commercial.
I didn't see that one. I just saw the Terminator one.
Oh, you have to look that one up.
Okay,
look that one up. That one's a direct shot at LeBron James. You will see why once you see the commercial. But anyway, so yesterday I called. I gave you guys my red alert.
Yeah.
Yes.
So my red alert kind of panned out. Danny Green did score 28 points.
He sure did.
But they still lost.
Yeah.
So, and they bench got a score of 60-19. So they went. LeBron and AD went, what, 2-for-14 in the fourth quarter? That ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, they were no-show in the fourth.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, and then I told you guys, what, if they lost, that locker room was going to be destroyed.
Already?
It was. Because if you look, I don't know, it was earlier this morning, they was talking about it on, I forgot what I was watching, but earlier this morning,
get up.
They got a tweet out. It was a tweet out saying LeBron deferred to AD. Was it too much or should he take over the game?
Yeah.
When he tried to take over the game, he turned the ball over 3 times out of the 6 times in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
He shot an air ball layup and then AD was nowhere to be found.
Right.
So the thing about that lineup is it's not going to work because AD and LeBron are trying to play together and they kind of semi can't because AD is being selfish. He don't want to play the five. And when Rondo come back, do you sit him on the bench or do you start an all-star point guard?
I forgot about that. That's right. Well, Rondo's got to get back in the
mix. Here's the other thing, too. Did you see the look of Frank Vogel's face at times in that game?
Thanks, JT.
He ain't going to make it.
Fills out the lineup.
I feel
card.
Like he's a little overwhelmed. I mean, I thought the same thing about LaFleur too. So far, that's working out. I think.
Did you see
LaFleur?
Did you see Ty Lue on the other bench, just chilling and styling and doing nothing?
Sit.
Collecting $1 million a year to do nothing.
Just like when he was the head coach of the Cavaliers.
It's exactly like it. And by the way, Dwight Howard ain't going to help either. He did no offensive production whatsoever. He'll get about 6 rebounds. That'll be nice. He's nothing.
What are you talking
the
about?
Glue guy.
Dwight Howard?
You think was.
Dwight Howard?
Glue guy for the locker room.
He had a new hairstyle last night.
Did he?
Looked like a lobster tail on top of his head with the.
He had 19 solid minutes of 3-point ball and 6 boards.
Say that again?
19 minutes, 3 points, and 6 boards. Mm-hmm. What do you expect?
So you're
out
telling
of him?
Me he made an and one, huh? Quality.
1 of 3 from the field.
That or he's expanded his range to shoot threes now.
No, that's not happening. Oh, they had a new feature on the game. Did you like the virtual shot clock at the top of the key? I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I did like it.
I mean, but it's on the screen twice because you got it on the virtual,
like
and then you got it. You didn't watch the game.
No, but I saw the highlights of it this morning.
Oh.
I didn't like it.
Because the shot clock is small and minuscule on the regular Fox box, as I call it. I kind of liked it. I think it's a new thing.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
Yeah. But you don't need it on the screen twice at the same time. That's a waste of space. So I don't know what they're going to do with it. Little volunteer or a little decision to weed something out, if you will. All right. Tonight we got game 2 of the World Series. Nationals and Astros. Strasburg versus Verlander. 7 p.m. right here on 99.3 ESPN. Got some NFL news. Bruce Arians said something interesting about Jameis Winston, among other things. More NBA talk from last night. Chris, I see some of our texters want Stone Cold Lock for tonight around the full slate of NBA. We'll get to all of that.
I don't treat the Stone Cold Lock slightly.
I gave you the parlay of the year for opening night last night. Boom.
There you go. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN on the 99.3 ESPN app. I guess now that Chris's birthday's over, we don't have to listen to much more country
like
music.
This.
This is how we're supposed to roll.
I know this. When is it?
The Black Keys.
Okay. The what?
The Black Keys.
Oh, like the Black Keys on a piano versus the white ones?
Yeah.
Ebony and Ivory.
Sounds good.
Name of the song.
Howlin' for You.
Howlin' for You.
That's howl. That's like screaming for you, Pete. Like howling. Yeah. Hey, join us Friday. You know, we get a lot of texts from time to time. Hey, when are you guys going to be out and about and on the road again with your show? This Friday, we're going to be at Babcock National in Babcock Ranch. It's up at Cape Coral, doing a live broadcast up there. Babcock National will be opening the first and only community to offer golf at Babcock Ranch. You can join us there doing our show from 2 to 6. Come on by, man. It's going to be a barbecue, live broadcast, the whole deal.
Place is phenomenal.
You were there a couple weeks ago.
I did a remote there a few months ago and been back since a couple times.
Yeah, that was July when he did that remote. Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yes.
It was for the British
Open. I've been back by myself a couple times. Then I brought my wife. We had a ball. Place is unbelievable.
Yeah, come by and check it out. I hear all these great things about this place, so I'm going to go check it out.
Okay, here's a quote.
All right.
He was asked a question about blank. Okay. Of course.
Who's he?
He said, I'll tell you in a second. I'm trying to get you guys to guess. Of course.
Building up a tease, okay, Chris.
Of course. He has longing to play for a dynasty like Patriots. 2-3 years ago, there was speculation that was going on, and I was willing and ready to go over there at any point in time. That was always a dream of mine to play for Tom Brady.
Play four
moments
Tom Brady?
Ago, one Odell Beckham Jr. What a way to pump your team up before Sunday's game.
Well, because he realized that Baker Mayfield can't get him the rock.
Sure, Baker's going to love to see that quote.
Mm. Either you're with us or you're not, right? That's what he said to the running back that they shipped off to the Texans.
I understand. That's fine. I'm sure a lot of players feel that way, but do you say that?
Not this
week. 4 days before the game?
Not this week.
No. I mean, plus, you got to think of the rest of your career. I mean, Brady's not going to be there next year. We all know that from Adam Schefter.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a sticky sandwich bet on that, too.
What?
Brady's not even going to be there next year, so why would a wide receiver opine for going there?
They wasted an hour and a half the previous show speculating on Tom Brady from coaching the Michigan Wolverines to playing. My favorite one was Gronk and then for the Jets. And
I didn't hear that
what
one.
What a stupidity thing they were saying. It's ridiculous.
No, what are we going to do when that day inevitably comes? Chris and I are going to be ecstatic. Pete is going to be morbid.
Pete, you're going to have the day off.
I will not be morbid. I'll be happy for him.
No, you won't.
You'll be devastated.
It's a part of sports.
You can be back.
Told you. When
back
I
to mediocrity.
When I retire, Tom Brady. Well, he might. I can't say. You know what? I have to say. You know, the first time I got let go in Boston, 2010, I told you, there were a couple people that called. Bill was one, Tom was one, and Scott Brown, who was running states, was a state senator back then, was one.
Tom Brady has your home number, your cell phone number?
He did, yeah. Yeah, wow. He did.
How about that? How long was that conversation?
Do you have his number now?
Did you get caller ID?
He actually left me. I don't have it on my new phone. I have somebody else. I have his dad.
Idiot!
I have his dad.
I know, we've had his dad on.
I switched phone. Actually, my other phone that I had the number on, this was 9 years ago, got stolen. So I lost it. So,
well, I know you don't have Belichick's cell on caller ID because I'm sure he called from the office because he's always there.
Belichick is not like one to sit there in 20 hours a day like Dick Vermeil. He doesn't. That's not his style. Believe it or not, he puts the work in. Gets there early, goes late, but he's not one to be there 20 hours in the office sleeping on couches. That's
cutting
not
corners.
No.
It's over. Yeah. He's tired. But seriously, Chris, you and I are gonna, and the rest of our audience are going to have some sort of party.
I can't wait.
It's like a retirement party.
It's like
we get our NFL back, and Pete's just going to be.
And I don't want Patriot fans to think that I'm talking bad about your team right now. I'm not. I'm just.
I totally understand where you're coming from. I get it.
I don't want him in the league anymore. I've had my Tom Brady fill. I get it. Yeah. He's the GOAT. I'm fully willing to admit all of that. And yes, my Miami Dolphins have been hurt by that franchise many a time. Many a time.
Well, my franchise was hurt by your franchise many a time, too, until 1985.
But I wasn't alive then.
Well, I was.
Now, I started thinking today.
And you probably wanted Dan Marino to retire before he actually did retire, right?
I liked watching Dan Marino. I was cool with it.
I'm talking to Pete because of the divisional thing.
All right. What now, Pete? Don't go on a tangent. I just want to throw this hypothetical out there.
Tangent in anything.
Don't tangent on me.
I'm not tangent. Go ahead, sir.
Because I fully believe that when Tom Brady plays his last game, it'll be with the Patriots. All right, look, let me just say that. Mm-hmm. However, if he were to go somewhere else for a year or two just to see if the grass was greener, I was thinking this morning, I'm like, where would he go? And I don't know that I came up with a good answer before I came in here. I thought for a moment, hey.
Tell me what your answer
how about
is.
The, how about you, the Dolphins?
No!
And then, but then it ruins your whole, like, 10-year plan that you've laid
this
out.
This has been brought up for some reason because Donald Yee, or Dan, his agent Yee, probably released it to the public or released it, floated it out there that he's going to be a free agent, blah, 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 blah. And I get it. All that's going to do is if he plays one more year for the Patriots, he'll get a lot more money. If you really look at it, if we're realistic about it, and Florida brought it up this morning, these other guys who keep the show before us today was embarrassing.
You can say Levitard show.
It wasn't Levitard show without him being. It was embarrassing. The stuff, the theories. Florio had a much more, you know, reality. If you're really seriously looking at it, there's really only one, possibly two teams where he would go. He's not going anywhere. He doesn't have a chance to win. He's not going anywhere to rebuild.
All right. Where would he go?
There's two choices, and I agree with them. And this is so far-fetched.
Right, we agree it's far-fetched.
Chris Sims like, I'm not playing this game. And Florio said, well, this is what we do. We bring up subjects like this. He goes, no, I'm not playing this game because it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm not playing your game. So Florio said, all right, well, I'll play. So the two teams he brought up were New Orleans, if Drew Brees were to leave.
Okay.
And the other one, which is way out there on a limb too, was San Francisco. Which
to stick it to Jimmy G again.
So, I had two teams, and those.
That's the only. And those are the only two scenarios that make sense to me. Anything else, you're wasting your time. There isn't any other possible scenario out there where it would make sense for a guy like him to go to try and to finish out a career. Just doesn't make sense.
What'd you have, Chris? Spitball.
The Bears.
Yeah, somebody brought that up too. No.
Why? I mean, great defense, well, supposedly.
Not good enough.
Really good defense.
No?
Not good enough.
What's not good enough?
Not good enough.
What's not good enough?
They wouldn't go there. They're not ready to be a championship contender.
Well, their defense could be if they're off.
They're away from the NFC Championship game last year.
Look, guys, their defense could be if their offense didn't go three and out every minute.
That's,
okay?
That's kind of why I thought of the Bears. Okay. Just I'm picturing what Peyton did in Denver.
Okay.
And
Peyton
just
had some weapons around him in Denver still.
Look, I think Allen Robinson is a really good wide receiver. I think that they've got weapons there. I think their quarterback is so inept that they can't move the ball around. Well, the other one.
I'll grant you that.
Vikings?
Yes, it was the Minnesota Vikings.
Was it?
Those were the two teams, same division, because I don't think that he'll go to an AFC team.
Right.
If he does go somewhere else. Even if he moves on, if they move on from him in New England and he wants to try, I still don't think he'll want to play against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the plays. I mean, I understand those theories are brought up. All fine theories. Not, you know, I think the New Orleans one fits better. Maybe San Francisco, that's where he's from.
See, I don't know about the New Orleans ones because I see what Teddy Bridgewater is doing right now. And it's like,
look, everything I'm saying is 99%.
No, I get it.
It's just if we're playing this little game, it's fine. My gut feeling is it's either plays one more year or he's going to retire.
All right, List Music says, how about Detroit? No, we got Matty S. We're good.
We got some Cowboys on there. There's no way.
The Panthers, the Colts, Tampa!
Tampa! Got weapons.
Tampa.
No doubt about that.
Odell Beckham Jr. tweeted another thing out 56 seconds ago. He said, Bill Belichick tells him pregame, quote, I hope you enjoy the day because it's not going to be much for you.
All right. We got a trip down Sound Street coming up next. We've got OJ next hour, another fantasy football. In fact, it's pretty straight up fantasy stuff. Chris, OJ's asking for your advice, and he's giving you specific examples. So you're going to have to give OJ an answer on this. And Jim Harbaugh is mad. We'll tell you why. All that coming up. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd here on 99.3 ESPN. Don't forget the Pro Watercross Championship is coming to Sugden Community Park in Naples, October 31st through November 3rd. All the info on this free event is at 99.3ESPN.com, brought to you by Naples, Marco Island, and the Everglades CVB on Florida's Paradise Coast. Sound Street next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepherd.
Starting off with the World Series last night, but not necessarily the game at first. A.J. Hinch talking to the media, saying he was disappointed in the Astros executive, Brandon Taubman, who made the comments in front of women that were inappropriate about Roberto Osuna and that rant after the ALCS. Here is A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, I didn't know until the story came out, and I read it about the same time a lot of people did. You know, obviously my reaction, I'm very disappointed for a lot of reasons. I mean, it's unfortunate, it's uncalled for. It you know, for me as a leader in this organization, down here in the clubhouse, on the field, I take everything that happens in the clubhouse to heart. And, you know, no one, I don't, it doesn't matter if it's a player, a coach, a manager, any of you members of the media, should ever feel like when you come into our clubhouse that you're going to be uncomfortable or disrespected.
As for the game itself, in which the Nationals won 5-4, Carlos Carrera, the shortstop for the Astros, says Game 2 is now a must-win for the Astros.
I feel like it's a must-win. That's how we're feeling here. We feel like we got to come tomorrow and show up and win this game. So, you know, tough game today. We were close. We were inches away from tying it. Just got to come back tomorrow and get a win.
I don't think it's a must-win. Be nice, but I don't think it's devastating if they don't win. A few teams come back.
Interesting you say that. I mean, what if you lose? Well, you've already said it's a must-win. I just don't like that.
Interesting that Pete says that, or that Carrera says that.
No, Carrera says that.
Yeah,
don't know why you say that. You're down 1-0 in a series.
You need if you're down 2 games
in a
to
one
none.
Run game.
It's 2 games to none. Yeah,
you got enough. And you got Verlander back with four.
Yeah,
you got Verlander,
like
Greinke coming out next. I mean, you know, George Springer, one of the better players for the Astros. He claims, and keep in mind, we talked about this earlier. He did not hustle out a long fly ball that did not leave the yard. Thought it might be a home run. Looked at it a bit. Ended up at second. Some thought he should have got a triple off of it, a la Ron Acuna Jr. of the Braves. He claims he would not have made it. He would have been thrown out at third had he legged it out.
You were kicking yourself at all that you didn't end up on third, or was that not an option?
Well, no, because I can't cut a third right there because the guy on second had gone back to tag. If I had gone to third, I'm out. I'm out for sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I'm not sure about that.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't mind. Okay, maybe that's the right assessment. But hustle all the way to second and make that assessment as you're approaching second base. Don't hot dog it down first base.
I'd like to hear, I don't know if A.J. Hinch addressed it after the game. I'd like to hear what he thought about it. I'm sure he was.
Scold him. Mm-hmm. Ryan Zimmerman, the original National, got himself a home run in his first at-bat. Talking about knocking off Garrett Cole. It was big for the Nats, but still have a ways to go because it's not must win yet.
To be able to get some runs off a guy like Garrett, I mean, that guy, been the best pitcher in baseball for the last, 4 months. You know, he's a special pitcher, and we had a good plan tonight, and we executed, and luckily for us, he made some mistakes, but I have a feeling we're going to see him again. So we respect the heck out of them, and we know we got a long ways to go.
All right, when we come back, we got more reaction from LeBron James after the Lakers lost to the Clippers last night.
It's over.
We'll take care of that. Pete will have our NFL playoff seedings as if the season were to end today, and a tweet from O.J. Simpson. So we got a lot to do. Stay with us. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.